Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Well, no, I can't give you sports right now. Very, very reputable website. Livestrong.com.
Yep.
Well, it's kind of sports related. I mean, it's Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, he's reputable.
And, you know, I mean, there's a guy who never plays with the truth at all.
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Like when they do the nachos and they deliver the sour cream in those tiny little plastic things, there's no possible way that they think that's enough for the entire group who's having the nachos.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jealous of us.
Wiggy.
Usually they're family.
Yeah.
Or you're sleeping with them if you're helping somebody moving, because nobody wants to help anybody move. So let's be honest.
Yeah.
This jiu-jitsu guy doesn't want to do that.
There was definitely a payoff. You know.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
You know, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
But what is it on Instagram anyway?
No, like, I know. But like, I mean, if I looked like that, I would be throwing the nudes everywhere.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
He's so stupid. Like, what a dumb guy.
And Shime.
I know I'm a big hater.
You are a hater.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. Watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show. Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill! Show! All right.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Patriots Monday, and it is a flex Monday for Wiggy. That means Andrew Razor Raycroft is here. Razor, hello.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here on this Monday morning after Thanksgiving.
We're glad you're here. How was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Quiet, really quiet weekend, so it was really nice.
Any Canadian delicacies on the table?
No Canadian delicacies. I leave all those for our Christmas vacation dinner.
Yeah. Should we have Razor start his lead about Africa now?
You have been doing good. You've been doing good leads on Twitter recently after Bruins games.
Oh.
You've been giving like a little behind the scenes stat that a lot of people wouldn't know watching the game.
Yeah, I'm an insider.
Yeah,
I'm
you
an
are.
Insider.
Yeah, like your Patrice Bergeron one, you wearing makeup.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm glad Patrice is still playing and I'm, you know,
You're carrying Dale.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. That what was that? 1 minute and 28 seconds today? That's a new record.
Curtis, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Florida was fun to visit.
Oh, I love Florida. What a place. Beautiful. Okay. And at some point this morning, I have to take everything positive I've ever said back about flight attendants.
Mm.
I almost got OBJ'd.
Mm. Well, yeah, one of the busiest travel days of the year did not go so well for Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know currently what his situation is. Is he
Has he been released by the authorities? Where is he currently?
I don't think he knows.
I think this story is way blown out of proportion. I do.
What do you mean?
Because I think that we've all seen people, or maybe you're a nervous flyer, you take something to fly, or you're banged up after a night out in Miami, and you're sleeping, and they can't wake you up.
No.
There were no charges. He was released. It wasn't a big deal.
First of all, sleeping is different than going in and out of consciousness. That's a different state that you're in.
And being a little banged up from the... I've been a little banged up before, mm-hmm. on the plane, uh-huh. maybe taking something to help me get through that banged up situation. I mean, I've never gotten called out. I put my belt on, I sit there, and I go into my little coma my own.
Right, mm-hmm. You pass out.
This must have been something much worse.
Yeah.
Because of all the things these flight attendants are seeing, mm-hmm. this must have been something a little bit different.
Yeah. As my mom used to say, I would suggest that he was on something, OBJ. But anyway, it appears that it resolved itself. Sometimes once the police arrive, the unruly passenger is willing to suddenly get ruly. And so that appears to be what has happened with OBJ. And we'll have more on that this morning. We actually, Curtis, we're on a tight schedule this morning because Bill Belichick will join us in just about 10 minutes early this morning on a Patriots Monday.
He was so excited since Thanksgiving to join the show. He's like, I need to do it in the first hour.
All right. So we got to move right along with trending and everything else. And then Bill Belichick on Patriots Monday coming up at 6:15. They said it at 7:20 on today's show. A brief back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And then the news with Courtney at 7:30 this morning. And that includes Florida not like the rest of us. The microwavable mac and cheese lawsuit that we didn't know we needed has been filed by my hero in Florida. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. I'm sure you're dying to tell us how great the boxed mashed potatoes were.
I don't really have to tell a lot of people because a lot of listeners made the boxed mashed potatoes and were raving about them. Said
raving?
Best mashed potatoes
really
they've ever had.
Were they raving?
I can show you the DMs. People
really?
Were thrilled. Said uh-huh. their husbands loved it. Their sons licked clean bowls.
I mean, but what wasn't licked clean?
I'm telling you. I know there's always leftovers. No mashed potato leftovers.
Really? All right. We'll get more on that later, I'm sure. And
great.
Boomer Esiason will join us at 9 on today's show. But let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending this morning.
Fresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Like Greg said, it is a Patriots Monday after a 33-26 loss to the Vikings on Thanksgiving. We'll chat with Bill Belichick this hour. And if you missed how he felt about that Hunter Henry non-touchdown, here you go.
I don't know. It's 4-point play. I don't know. There are a lot of other things that happen besides that. So.
Yeah, thrilled.
So that's a good question
to
ask.
Might want to follow up on that one.
Yeah, follow up in a few minutes on that one with Bill.
You know my follow-ups when Razor's here.
I'll do that. I can do that.
Please don't do that one, Courtney.
I will not. That will be a Greg question.
Thank you.
And we'll talk with Boomer Esiason at 9 a.m. as we get ready for the Bills Thursday. Gresh and Keefe will talk with Hunter Henry and Lawrence Guy or Matthew Judon and Merlone Fourier and Mego will catch up with Mac Jones. Elsewhere in the league, the Browns took down the Bucks 23-17, the last game for Cleveland before the return of Deshaun Watson. I'm sure we'll get to that during the show. And how about Jacksonville, a win over the Ravens? Trevor Lawrence threw for 321 yards and 3 touchdowns. He looks pretty good. And the Jets, they had Mike White start, demoting Zach Wilson to an inactive third string guy on the bench. And White showed out 315 yards and 3 touchdowns to get New York the 31-10 win over the Bears.
So is that the end of Zach Wilson when it comes to the Jets, Curtis?
I would say it seems so. I mean, the locker room, it seems like this wasn't really a decision by Saleh as much it was about avoiding a mutiny among the players because they were going overboard in their praise of Mike White after that game, saying all the things they said Wilson wasn't.
And even before that, they're liking tweets and saying, oh, I didn't mean to. They have former people that used to play with Zach saying that he's not very well liked in the locker room. I think he is donezo. Gotta be.
Yeah.
In Monday Night Football, we'll see the Steelers and Colts face off in Indy. The Celtics beat the Wizards yesterday, 130 to 121. Jaylen Brown had 36 points in the win in Jason Tatum's absence. He was out with that ankle injury, but that is good news for the Celtics if Jaylen Brown can continue playing like that if he has to miss more time. They take on the Hornets tonight at 7:30 at home. And let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And those potatoes look scrumptious.
Yep, and your tan is really shining this morning.
I got to tell you, I had a fierce day at the beach before we went home. James went in the water. It was a whole to-do. And now I'm back here with you people. 50 degrees outside in Boston. Afternoon high of 56.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It is a Patriots Monday, and Bill Belichick will join us momentarily, and then Boomer Esiason coming up at 9 on today's show. Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday, Ty Law will join us at 8:30, and on Thursday, Mike Milbury at 8:20 on a Bruins Thursday. I have Bruins tickets to give away on Thursday's show, Curtis. I think we'll give those away at 9. If that's okay with you on Thursday.
I love it. They need to come up with one of Razor's big facts post game to win the tickets. Mm.
Oh, Razor.
Love it.
Your and my beloved Boston Bruins undefeated at home. NHL record.
NHL record on Friday. No big deal. 12-0. Just what they do.
Do you think?
They were going to be horrible. Go to the bottom.
I think Shime said they were going to be horrible.
Shime said they didn't have enough talent, totally actually.
A lot of quiet voices.
I think you did, Shime.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
No talent.
Also, I heard you Friday doubling down on Mac not being the guy.
Well, yeah, I said Mac wasn't the guy. I said he had a great game.
And just lucked out, had one great game.
Just said he had a great game, needs to replicate it. If he doesn't replicate it, then he's still not the guy.
All right. Okay.
I remember Shime preseason saying the Bruins would go winless at home.
Yeah, I remember
totally,
saying that, too.
Just
yes,
that.
I think he did. I believe that is correct. That is
absolutely And why
correct.
Do we have a Bills fan on a Patriots Monday? I mean, my God.
That is true.
Boy, it's a good week around here.
But you came by it naturally because you grew up in Canada, so that was your NFL team.
Yeah, and let's be serious. I mean, there's been 23 years of absolute torture being a Bills fan in New England. I mean, I get a couple days here, no?
Still,
believe me, everyone's still very nervous about every time the Bills go against the Patriots.
Which was your favorite Super Bowl loss?
Well, wide right, obviously.
Oh, man.
How could we not forget
That's
wide
a killer.
Right? Oh, that was Bill Belichick, too. We remember that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that game, We talked to Boomer a little while ago, and you'll hear Boomer at 9 and ask Boomer whether or not that's a must win. I think that was your question for Boomer this morning, and it has to be a must win on Thursday night now, right? I mean, unfortunately, you're so close on Thursday night if you just could have won that game, but it is what it is, as somebody likes to say. So you got to win that game Thursday night.
Wiggy said last week that, you know, with the Jets win, you get the opportunity to be able to stub your toe. Now with the Vikings loss, there's no more wiggle room. You have to win this one on Thursday.
Yeah, I think you do. All right. Bill Belichick brought to you on a Patriots Monday by the Mass General Cancer Center, also by Zooty, build any app your company needs in a week, by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health, and he joins us this morning on a Patriots Monday on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Great, good. How's it going?
It's going great. How was the rest of your weekend? Did you get any turkey in, any Thanksgiving celebrating over the weekend?
No, not really this year. It's
little bit of a different year here. So now we're moving on here to Buffalo.
Mac had what may have been his best game on Thursday night. For you, what stood out when you watched film?
Well, I mean, there was, it was a very competitive game. We, did enough things to be competitive, but not enough to, to win. So, disappointing in the end, the end result. But we'll turn the page here and move on to Buffalo.
Bill, Matthew Slater called the 97-yard return unacceptable after the game. How important is it for you as a head coach to have leaders like that in the locker room that guys look up to and can listen to when they to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, well, I mean, Matt gives us great leadership. So I can't imagine having a better leader on our team than Matt Slater.
Bill, with three games, 12 days, it's been well established. How does the next 4 days differ? Is there any load management in the building, or is it status quo, we do the same thing?
Well, this week is kind of a normal week for us, if you will. It's a seven-day week, Sunday to Sunday. It's just Thursday to Thursday. But coming off a short week, so we're mindful of that. And a lot of it's case by case. Not every player is in exactly the same situation, which they never are. So, in the end, we try to do what's best for the team. And then there are some players that are in different, it's called states of readiness than others. And we work through those on an individual basis. So that's about the way it normally is. It's the short week puts more stress on everybody for sure. But in the end, it's a 7 day week. We've had short weeks before, and once you get into the week, then you manage it as much as normal as it can be.
Bill, I know you didn't say much after the game about the Hunter Henry catch being overturned, but just to be clear, is it your understanding that the concept of the ball surviving the ground was supposed to be gone as of 2018? Is that the way you understand that?
No, I mean, there's, these are plays that, we look at plays in the off season. Officials might bring in 20 plays and say, okay, these 10 are catches, these 10 aren't. And I think we all kind of sit in the room, and I don't think there's a consensus on, oh, yeah, I see that. Or, they're close plays, and it's hard to reach a consensus on a lot of plays. That's what the rule is, and what you actually see on the video that they show. Sometimes it's not clear to everybody what exactly it is we're seeing. So did this happen? Did was his foot down? Did he have possession? Did he not? There's a lot of close plays. So we're looking ahead. We're moving on. Nothing we can do about that. Those calls are out of our control. So whatever they are, we just have to deal with them and move on.
Bill, I thought, just quickly on that, I thought the rule was irrefutable visual evidence required to overturn. Did you feel that there was irrefutable visual evidence on the video replays to overturn the call?
Yeah, again, the answer to all those questions is that, the pool reporter went in and talked to the officials after the game, and it doesn't matter what you think or what I think. What only thing matters is what they think and what they saw. So what they saw, that's what we all have to live by.
Well, I think you got robbed, and I'm angry about it, Bill. That's all I want to say this morning. Courtney, go ahead.
When you look towards the Bills, obviously a very talented team, what's the biggest advantage for you guys now that it looks like they won't have Von Miller?
Well, they're a well-balanced team. We're going to have to play well in all three phases of the game. And, you know, it'll take a total team effort. We know that. So there's no one player or one thing or one part of it that's going to – everything's important. So we all have to do a good job. We have to do a good job of coaching, preparing, making decisions during the game, playing fundamentals, handling their scheme plays, so forth. So it'll take good team defense to stop their offense and, you know, good team offense to move the ball against the defense. It's not just going to be any one thing. And obviously with Hines, they're, you know, they have a, you know, add something to the return game, and they're statistically one of the best coverage teams. Well, they are the best coverage team on punts. They're, you know, one of the best coverage teams in total in the NFL. And so, you know, they're a well-balanced team.
Bill, do you watch other games on Sunday when you play on Thursday night? And how often through a season do any of your coaches come to you on a Monday morning after watching other games and say, hey, I think we can mix this into our playbook? Does that happen midseason, or is that all done offseason?
Well, no, there's a lot of things that come up during the season. I don't know how much of it comes from, you know, seeing games on TV. I mean, it might come from that. We have every game on video, so I could pull up any game in the league from yesterday, this morning, and look at it, and we can break those plays down into different categories, and we do, and look at, you know, all the touchdowns, all the interceptions, all the long returns, all the explosive plays, all the sacks. I mean, whatever, you know. You can look at it a lot of different ways. So, yeah, there are stuff that comes from other things that happen in football, sure.
Bill, there are reports out right now that Bill O'Brien is considering NFL options. What does he bring to the league, and would you ever consider a reunion with him?
Yeah, I haven't talked to Bill in a little while, so I don't know. I wouldn't really want to comment on his situation. I think that's something for him to comment on.
Bill, the last two meetings with the Bills did not go your way. Two full games without forcing a punt. How personally do you take the inability of this defense to stop Josh Allen, and is that part of the motivation as you prepare for Thursday night to host those Bills?
Yeah, well, again, it's, you know, a big challenge playing Buffalo. We got, you know, we need everybody to play well. I mean, we had them in punt formation on the first series of the game and in the second game and gave up a fake punt. So that's, you know, I don't really put that on the defense. But regardless, they moved the ball consistently against us. We certainly didn't make them punt in the playoff game. So, yeah, it's, we know it's a big challenge, and we're going to have to play better than we played against them the last 2 weeks in every area of the game.
All right, Bill. Well, we will let you go get ready for that challenge, and we will look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Have a good week.
All right. Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday. Wiggy is flex timing today, so no nuggets from Wiggy. Mm. Did you get any nuggets?
Did I get any nuggets? Well, I will say I thought the Bill O'Brien answer was interesting. Mm-hmm. He hasn't talked to him in a bit. That didn't really answer the question of if they would have a reunion.
Uh-huh.
Other than that...
That is a big answer. That he hasn't spoken to him, because when I shared what Bert Breer reported, that Bill didn't even reach out to Bill O'Brien this offseason. Some operation managers in other places poo-pooed it. It's like, what does Bert Breer know? Well, that's kind of an interesting nugget, considering the state of the Patriots play calling.
You went all Shefty on us there for a moment, calling it a report, Curtis.
Sorry. I'm still on Florida time.
It's the tan.
Oh, God, it's like my brain. I get dumber in Florida, but I get happier.
Mm.
You got a pretty good long pause there, Razor.
I know. Yeah. I was excited about that. I threw him off with load management. He didn't know what to do with it. It was great. It wasn't as long as Curtis's, though. I wanted mine to be the longest today, and I didn't know where
he
was going.
What a defensive answer from Bill.
Oh, that was
Bill.
The most defensive answer he's ever
The first possession. Okay, so in every possession since the first possession of the second game you last played them, they didn't punt.
They still didn't punt.
We had them in punt formation?
Yeah, that
doesn't
count.
That's like Dan Duquette saying more days in first place.
That makes it worse.
Wow.
They got a fake punt on you, too.
Isn't the first thing you do is admit you have a problem until you do that. You can't fix the problem. Does it sound like he thinks he has a problem?
Mm-mm. Yep.
All right. Well, that's Bill Belichick. More on what Bill said this morning coming up on a Patriots Monday all day here at WEEI. Boomer Esiason will join us at 9. Andrew Razor Raycroft filling in for Wiggy, which means we'll get to some hockey talk later. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Clearwater Revival. What's that? Up Around the Bend? Is that
right?
Or just Around the Bend?
Up Around the Bend.
I'm assuming that the Buffalo Bills are around the bend.
They sure are.
Is that why you chose that this morning?
I sure did.
Or were you just in a CCR mood?
A little bit of both, but I was in a CCR mood, and then I saw this, and I was like, you know what? I have to play it.
You were in a big mood on Friday. Listen to that replay this morning.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, Shime. Shime comes in all the time. Oh, you guys talked mean about me. You talked mean about me. Then on Friday, big balls out of Shime.
Whoa. Time out. I never come in saying people talk mean about me.
Yeah. I didn't know Shime came in and said you
on
guys.
On air. I heard you guys. Oh, where's remote Courtney? I don't know. Where's remote Shime every time he's not in? Wiggy's not in today. Let's do remote Wiggy.
Sure. I wasn't the one who asked
you talk
remote
a big
Courtney.
Game
that
when I'm
Ken.
Not in this chair. You talk a big game.
I would never.
Millennials standing together, no more.
Yeah, you better be careful. You're going to get a box of potatoes dumped on your head later on during the show, Shime. Which you actually might
be
like.
Careful. That might turn to cement on my head.
Oh, hilarious.
All right. The leads this morning brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986, and you pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000, or you can visit ketcheslaw.com. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Gregory. Well, unfortunately for the Patriots, Jets had a very successful day yesterday. Mike White's the man. I love this guy. A fun fact about the Jets, by the way, without Zach Wilson, they lead the league in passing yards per game over the last two seasons without Zach Wilson, which is remarkable to me. Zach Wilson's now done. He's no longer the quarterback in New York, which makes things more difficult for your New England Patriots when it comes to making the playoffs. You're game back on them. Luckily, you have the head-to-head on them, which is great. Unfortunately, still a game back on them. And Buffalo and Miami are just juggernauts. So this game on Thursday is now more important than ever because you need to continue to win in the division. If you're unable to do that, your playoff hopes are simply dead. So right now, the Patriots need to continue winning in the division. They've beaten the Jets twice. They need to beat the Bills on Thursday at home. You need to be able to beat the Dolphins at home and go on from there.
All right, Chime, thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg, and it's great to see you in person. I sure missed you last week.
Missed you too, Curtis.
I saw you and Mrs. Biden getting some coffee together. Looked like a lovely time.
I did run into the first family. I was errantly walking down the sidewalk, and I was immediately overwhelmed by 12 to 14 Secret Service agents on Friday. Razor.
The president around isn't it? Yeah. Thanksgiving.
They clear you right off the sidewalk. Like they tell you that you have to move off of the sidewalk.
Man of the people with all the selfies being taken.
There was a lot of selfies.
Doesn't the sidewalk belong to the people, or does it only belong to the king and the queen of England? That was my question.
My question is, what was your security detail's reaction to seeing their security detail?
It was a standoff.
Blackie versus the Secret Service.
I take Blackie.
So on Saturday from Florida, I worked more from Florida than I do from home. Ken and I were doing a lovely show, and I thought of this question. Long term, today, sitting where you are on your way to work, you know, with heartburn from Thanksgiving, are you more or less confident in Bill Belichick returning this team to a title than you were before the season began in September? I did this poll. 50-50 type polls are the best kind, Greg. Mm. 51% say they are less confident than they were at the start of the season. And I would have to say I agree. Because while Mac Jones has weathered the storm of the zappy, you know, hysteria that I created, I find that the issues surrounding this team are based on one thing: discipline. Bad understanding of the two-minute drill in the end of the first half. The final play of the game, Jacoby Myers falls to the ground like he was shot, thinking they may have had a timeout. The game just ends. Mac Jones sliding. Instead of chucking the ball out of the back of the end zone, you get another shot before kicking a field goal. All of these decisions are things that are, or Trent Brown cut blocking a guy on third and nine. All of these decisions are things that teams Patriots played would do to benefit this team, because we always called them dumb teams, that the Patriots would just wait for a mistake and take advantage of it. No longer are the Patriots doing that, and the inability to speak with guys like Bill O'Brien and the brain drain in the coaching staff, I think, is the biggest reason why.
Curtis, thank you very much. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving break. We criticize ownership all the time, and when it comes to Robert Kraft, maybe he doesn't get as much as the Red Sox, but we do criticize him. And I think when he does something good, it's important to make note of it. And I thought it was just a footnote over the weekend, and it should be shouted from the rooftops, because he did something really cool over the weekend. He lent the Patriots plane to UVA, to their staff, their coaches, and their players, so that they could attend all three out-of-state funerals for the three teammates lost in that mass shooting at UVA a few weeks ago. So obviously, UVA in Virginia, the other funerals were in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida. So I think for, you know, Robert Kraft, who doesn't have, to my knowledge, any connection to UVA, but to offer something like that up to a college that is far away from home, I thought was a really cool move and kind of unexpected. There are plenty of teams down south that I thought could offer the same thing, but it was Robert Kraft that stood up to the occasion, and credit to him where credit is due. So
yeah. Say what you want about him, but he does that an awful lot with Kraft Force One, or whatever you call it, and pretty cool thing for him to do. You're right about that.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Razor, which continent are you addressing?
Oh, yes.
Which continent are we talking about?
But I'm going to take advantage of this, because, again, I'm going to get my 4.5 minutes of hockey, and I'm going to take this minute for FIFA World Cup.
Oh,
Really?
FIFA World
Let's go,
Cup.
Let's go. Didn't see that coming.
We have a barn burner going right now.
Wow.
Cameroon versus Serbia, 33 in the 72nd minute. My beloved Team Canada. Mm-hmm. First time Team Canada's been in the World Cup in 36 years. We got the doors blown off us yesterday by Croatia, 4-1. We are out. But tune in the rest of this week. Starting tomorrow, it's the last game of group stage, but essentially a knockout round. There's been so many upsets. It's been very exciting. Iran, USA tomorrow at 2. Mm. Wales, England 2. That's a big Group A matchup to see who's going to go through. It's incredible. Athletic. It's a sport that does not get enough respect over here. I love it. I'm glued to it.
Really?
And I would much rather watch that than watch
Guy Ray.
You and Shime are both. Shime's a big World Cup guy.
I love soccer in general.
The games are over in 93 minutes.
No commercials.
Answer me this one question. Razor,
it's way better than the NFL.
Why don't they have an actual clock that stops and starts instead of some random number at the end of the game? Oh, 5 minutes.
No, so that's not a random number. The referee is keeping the official time.
Correct.
The timekeeper simply just doesn't know what the official time is.
So why not sync the ref's watch to the big clock like they do in every other sport in human history?
Well, whether or not you like soccer, if you are from New England, you should be watching these, because Matt Turner, his story is incredible. The goalkeeper right now for Team USA.
Yeah.
He had a shutout on, what was that, Saturday, Friday? Mm-hmm. And I think that his story, go Google it. It's going to be a movie one day.
He's
the best story of all time.
Shime, do you believe that Argentina threw that game on purpose?
I'd like to hope not. I have a betting interest in Argentina winning the group, so I would like to suggest that hopefully is not the case.
Isn't the suggestion, though, that by throwing that game, they would move into the other group and thereby have a better chance of advancing?
So so in group stage, you're not moving it to another group. It would be seeding purposes, I suppose, because you have to be they would want to be the second seed to come out of that group to get a better spot. But you have to guarantee yourself that second seed still. And even you just want to win. You want to get through group stage. You want
Wait to weigh in on
Great. This is great. This is exactly why we should be talking about this more, because the corruption
of FIFA is insane.
Of soccer.
I have a question for the room.
This is so dramatic because everybody's
all dramatic. The flopping is unbelievable.
But everybody's giving up games. Everybody's giving up conceding goals on purpose. There's so much backdoor money being exchanged. It's unbelievable. We can talk about this forever.
Are the Americans at a disservice because their opponents will be shot dead if they lose?
Another storyline, certainly.
In Iran, there's no way those guys are going to survive if they lose to the United States tomorrow.
Well, no, you can't go back to your country. Right. Of course they can't. They've already been protesting and things as well. It's a disaster. But you should check out the Netflix FIFA documentary. It's unbelievable.
Do you think Argentina threw the game?
I believe that they certainly could have to get the second seeding in the group to go to the other side. Much easier draw to get through. They have that. They're that good. They're that confident in the fact that they can get through despite losing the first game.
Can you say they throw a game in a sport where you can't use your hands?
Real quick, Curtis brought this up earlier, and I just want to echo what he said. With regard to Thursday night, the official stole one from the New England Patriots on Thursday night when it went, and there is no reason why. Curtis, you brought it up earlier briefly. When it comes to replay, they got to fix that. You're not overturning a catch. The opportunity is to overturn a call that is made on the field. You're not reviewing it to see if it was a catch or not. There's got to be a way to fix that, especially when you got basically the head of all NFL officiating, Walt Anderson, suggesting that it's not a catch because the ball didn't survive the ground when the survive the ground concept was eliminated 4 years ago in the NFL.
And the replay was designed to overturn clear wrongs. We have now devolved to a situation where it creates wrongs that didn't exist. Like, there was nothing irrefutable about that, no matter what the organ for the network on NBC said Thursday night.
That's what I was going to say. In the broadcast, you're watching one thing, but you're listening to the guy, and it's a completely different thing that he's explaining. I'm watching. I'm like, no, this is a catch. I'm watching it happen in real time in a replay. But if I close my eyes and I listen to what you're saying, it's a completely different visual.
Absolutely an incomplete pass, guys.
Wow. Oh, God.
No, absolutely. It wasn't. Caught the ball, had the hand under the ball, both hands on the ball. I mean, that's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute catch. I mean, you could debate where the ball should have been, I guess, based on the catch, whether it was a touchdown or not. Pats get the ball at the one or whatever. But I'm sorry, that was theft. That was grand theft football, Curtis, on Thursday night.
Did anybody watching that live in Minneapolis or Boston say, oh, not a catch, look at the replay?
No.
Nobody.
No. All right. Those are this morning's leads. If you want to be on the show, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Wiggy has flexed Monday, but he will be back tomorrow morning. Andrew Razor Raycroft filling in for him. And speaking of tomorrow, it's a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will join us at 8:20 on tomorrow's show. It is a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick joined us just about half an hour ago. Are we doing a rare content replay on that? There was not really much to replay, as often is the case with Bill Belichick, Curtis.
I think you should, because a lot of people have become used to the 7:45 of Bill Belichick. 6:15 is early on a Monday after a holiday.
I don't know. Did he say anything of note?
I thought he did. I thought it was pretty good. And once I get rid of the pauses, it'll be about 3 minutes.
You know what else? I actually think that he's better earlier in the morning, because when we have him at the 7:30 slot and he just talked to the greater media at Gillette, it actually hurts us. He's all mad about what he's just been asked in a press conference, and then he has to deal with us.
Right. Deal with Ben Volen, and then you got to call someone else. Not exactly ideal.
Is Ben out of witness protection? I haven't seen him around anywhere.
Well, he's still tweeting a lot.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He tweets a lot.
He has balls, man. I go on Twitter, I just see the replies that I want to shower.
Poor guy.
Wiggy is off today. and Razor is filling in. Everybody back from Thanksgiving. Sounds like everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Apparently the box of potatoes was a big hit,
please,
according to Courtney.
If you made them and you liked them, please call, because I can talk about my DMs all I want, but I need Greg to be put to rest.
Yeah, and you have dramatic news to share with us about the status of your household. Are we teasing that, or
I mean, yeah, we can.
I mean, should we talk about that later? It is life changing.
Okay, you know what Wiggy would say right now.
I'm not saying
it could be work altering. I mean, it's. I mean, I don't even know if you should be drinking that Celsius right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, let's not get crazy. I will be losing sleep. I'll tell you that.
So are we teasing that? Or we might as well
your
just
show,
talk about it
your
right
show.
Now.
We are welcoming a baby puppy boy to the household on December 19th. Harry, our guy Harry.
Is it a real dog, or did you get an Instagram friendly dog?
No, well, I mean, he is adorable. I'll tell you that. But yeah, we are very excited. Santo has to fly to Ohio to get him and bring him home on the 19th. So very excited. Santo cries every time he talks about it. He is like over the moon. I can't imagine when we have kids.
He cries about the dog?
Yeah, we're both dog people.
I understand that.
You get emotional talking about Kobe.
Yes, I love Kobe Wobey. I do. I don't know that I've ever cried about Kobe Wobey. Is that appropriate for
I cry all the time about Pudge. So yeah. I don't know if I cried before I met him, but I understand the sentiment. I just feel sorry for Santo. That is, you're going to have to make a lot of pit stops with a puppy driving from Ohio to Boston.
No, he's flying.
I know. Oh, the dog's flying.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, well, it will be interesting. I'm glad I won't be on that flight, but hey.
How's he flying the dog back? Or the dog's going to be down in the luggage?
No, you have the dog with you.
Are you kidding me? Have you been on a plane lately?
Yeah, but you have to have like
they have dogs everywhere on the plane.
No, but you have to have the appropriate paperwork.
No, you just can't take him out of his carrier if he's not a service
dog.
So what,
do you throw him up in the luggage thing up on top of
right at your feet.
Right beside somebody who paid a ticket to have a nice relaxing flight from Ohio is now going to get a puppy.
Oh, please.
Peeing and pooping beside him all the way.
Honestly, maybe things would have gone differently if OBJ was allowed to have a comfort dog with him on that flight yesterday, right?
Yeah. What kind of dog? We haven't got that.
A Labradoodle. He will be full size. We're looking at around 60 pounds. The photos that I've seen, he is going to be a big boy.
Huh.
So very excited. Very, very excited. I am hoping that maybe Jess will go on puppy walks with me so Pudge can show him the way around Southie.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Yeah. And this is a dog-friendly show. I mean, you love Kobe.
Right.
Razor, do you have a dog?
Yep, absolutely. Golden Retriever.
Okay.
She's the best.
Wiggy hates dogs, but that's okay. Shime, obviously, we know, has Henry, who's adorable. Mego has a beautiful, beautiful dog.
I just want to warn you, this is the beginning of the end when it comes to Courtney on this program. You get a dog, you're practicing to get kids. That's what's going on over there. I'm fine with it.
No,
I understand how it works.
This is the end of your late nights, your sleeping in, your vacations, to just picking up and going to Nantucket that we hear about all the time.
All of that's gone.
Right. What about gallivanting?
No, because people don't want your friends don't want the dog around. Like, they're going to think it's cute, but they don't want the dog, especially when the dog is 3 and 4 years old and not cute anymore.
Oh, no,
they're not going to want the dog.
He's going to be so well behaved.
A great weekend in Nantucket. They don't want the dog around, and they have to come out and let it out, and you making your friends walk. Nope.
And to be well behaved, you have to make sure you train it properly, which is just that's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah. Shime.
So,
boy, nobody knows how to be a wet blanket than the rest of the show.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're gonna train him really well.
We're gonna get dog. Your life's
Shime.
Over.
Oh, well, you'll have to train it, Courtney, if you want it to behave.
It changes.
Oh, thank you.
It changes.
What a revelation.
Imagine going into any other room saying you're getting a dog and getting people saying, oh, your life sucks.
I had told Wiggy off air when we found out that we had secured this dog, and he's like, oh, Courtney, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, Wiggy, I'm excited. Can you just cool it for a second? I'm excited. Santo and I have a lot of love to give, and we are excited to give it to this dog and give the dog a very good life.
Oh.
And to get that love back.
Now, does the dog get to go through TSA pre-check with Santo, unlike you?
thank you for bringing that up. I went to Staples. I am now TSA pre-checked.
Oh,
that's all you have to do.
Yeah. Just go to Staples.
They, They do that at Staples. That's comforting.
Yeah, yeah. That makes me feel much better.
I got it done a couple weeks ago. And let me tell you, so you have to put your hand on a thing for them to get your fingerprint.
It's actually hard. Yeah.
They said they couldn't get my fingerprint.
Same, Curtis.
Can you also get it at Chick-fil-A or is it just Staples?
No, Raisin Cane's.
Okay.
It was concerning the fact that they couldn't get the fingerprints. It took me 10 times and I thought something was wrong. They said, oh, there must just be something on the glass. They wiped down the glass 10 times.
I know. I said I'm Jason Bourne.
So you walk in there, and what do? They just hit the easy button, and they're like, you're pre-check. Go ahead.
Yeah, kind of.
You wonder why we have so many issues.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean,
I highly recommend it. It is very quick and painless, less than $100, and your life is much better if you travel.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
I'm a changed woman.
All right. So when does the dog arrive?
December 19th. Wow. It's a Monday.
Okay. Well, listen, it's almost December. Thursday is the 1st of December. I can't believe it. Shime, nary a Christmas music rejoin yet this morning. What's wrong with you?
It's not December 1st yet, Greg.
No, it's fine. I want to kick. I'm going right from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Agreed.
Huh?
It's a slippery slope.
Maybe one or two.
Slope.
What, you want to wait till December 1st?
December 1st.
Oh, I want one. December Give 1st. Us one.
I have this very minute Scrooge way about me. I do not allow Christmas music in my house until December 1st. Won't allow it.
What about decorations?
Christmas tree, no decorations. Oh. No, nothing until December 1st.
You're a fake tree guy, though, I bet.
Oh, 100%. I'm not cleaning up.
I could tell.
Are you kidding me? Also, my house isn't big enough for a real tree.
All right, so you want to wait till Thursday on Christmas rejoins? I will do that if Thursday is all Christmas rejoins.
Done. Fair trade.
Is that a fair trade?
Yep, okay. A handshake.
All right, and speaking of Thursday, that begins the 12 days of Twitchmas. So don't you Twitch people, don't tell me I don't do anything for you. Don't say I don't love you. So 12 days of Twitchmas begins on Thursday at 8:45, and every day thereafter up until the last day that I work before the holidays, I will have extraordinary things to give to you people from Twitch.
And I'm saying this sincerely. You know I don't lie. There is no pens to be found. The gifts are legit.
Yeah,
I've outdone myself, Curtis.
They are awesome.
You would be surprised when you're demanding that you get prizes to give to your people. The whole reaction changes once you're a Marconi Award winner.
It really is. I was at a meeting with you. Mm-hmm. I've been in meetings for now 3.5 years. I thought you were going to last 3 weeks. And we were discussing the potential prizes, and Greg walks in to join the meeting, and all of a sudden we found this new closet that had, like, the greatest of all time things and signed memorabilia.
We have some very valuable things. We have some oldies but goodies. We're going back into the history of WEEI with some of these prizes and some of the, I'm going to call them presents because it's the 12 days of Twitchmas. So we get underway with that on Thursday here at WEEI.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.